I've got a lot more to say about this incredible obstruction of Congress, obstruction of the American people, all time to prevent any issue that might harm Obama's reelection. A massive conspiracy and cover-up going right up to now. And then Harry Reid stumbles onto the Senate floor, burping into his chest, rambling on about the NBA and the Redskins and the NFL, that Dan Snyder needs to step up. And if he doesn't, the commissioner needs to step up. Clint Didier was a great tight end for the Washington Redskins, really not that long ago. I remember that Super Bowl. I think it was Super Bowl 18 or what, 17. I can't remember which one, but tremendous tight end. Clint Didier, how are you, sir?
Well, Mr. Levin, it is an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. But it was Super Bowl 22 that I caught a touchdown pass from Doug Williams. But I played in Super Bowl 17 and 18 also.
There you go. And Doug Williams, he was a hell of a quarterback, wasn't he?
Well, he was a hell of a quarterback, but I got to tell you, we had a hell of a president, and I got to shake his hand disembarking the plane. But I want the people out there to realize one thing. At that point in time in the history of America, we had a black quarterback finally start in the Super Bowl. I was the only white player in the history of the NFL to catch a touchdown pass from a black quarterback in that game, and Ronald Reagan was our president. The country was united. Now look at us today. We're divided
right.
up. We're fighting amongst each other because we got a president that loves divide and conquer.
Now, what do you think about this Harry Reid today, taking this stuff that's going on in the NBA, bringing it to the Senate floor, trying to drag it into the NFL and the Redskins and so forth? I mean, this is diabolical stuff from these politicians.
It is, and it's exactly the same thing, divide and conquer. Now, the people got to realize one thing. The Redskins, when they were created, they had a coach and three players that were Native American, and they're the ones that wanted and lobbied hard for the name Redskins. I was proud to play for the Redskins, and if we were to take that name away, we would be actually closing the book on recognizing the Native Americans from here on out, as they will try to take the Braves away. They'll try to take every Indian name away from every organization, and they will then no longer be recognized and remembered. And why not remember them? This is so trivial to think about words. I remember my mom when I was growing up, she told me all the time, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And yet we're being crippled today by words.
Mm-hmm. Clint Didier, let me ask you a question. It'll seem a little confusing at first, but I want to ask you a question. Have you ever voted for a Klansman, a former Klansman, to be in any leadership position?
No.
Have you ever worked under a Klansman, a former Klansman, and been his right-hand man in any position?
If I did, I didn't know that I was.
Well, Harry Reid did, and his name was Robert Byrd. And this guy has the you-know-whats, the cojones, to go to the Senate floor. This man, who voted for Robert Byrd to be Senate Majority Leader, voted for him when he was Senate Minority
yep.
Leader, stood there as his number two guy, counting heads, bringing in votes, doing all these other things at one point or another, voting for Robert Byrd time and time and time again. You never did that, did you, Clint Didier?
No, sir, I did not. And I got to tell you, remember the second half of the Declaration, when our founding fathers said that one of the abuses and the grievances they had against the king was that he sent out he created all these new agencies and other swarm of agents to harass our people and to suck out their substance. BLM was out there harassing that man, sucking out substance, and all these agencies are doing the same thing. Here in my backyard, we got the U.S. Fish and Wildlife that just designated the White Bluff Splatter Pod as an endangered species. They attribute its demise to the South Cumbie Basin Irrigation District, Mr. Levin, and that is my livelihood. I'm a farmer. I farm 1,000 acres, and now they're trying to stop me from farming and growing the safe food for the American people to consume.
Now, Clint Didier, that's the state of Washington, the 4th Congressional District. I just learned that you are running in the Republican primary for that position. Is that correct, for Congress?
Sir, because I can't, you and I realize one thing, Mark, our candle's burning out, and I'm not going to leave this mess for my kids, my grandkids, and every generation to come. I'm going back to D.C., and I'm going back to do what I can to straighten this mess out. I don't want anything from that town. I've lived in that town for 7 years. I know how corrupt it was in the 80s, Thank God we had Ronald Reagan. He kept that thing in check. He was our salvation until now. Now we need more people to step up. We the people. We got to be willing to go back there and serve. We got to go back there and the lost ground and then push back over.
I'm losing you on your cell phone, but I want to take this occasion because I know you're a solid conservative. I know you are a free market capitalist. I know that your farm's under attack. I know you see what's going on in this country. If it doesn't hurt you, I'd like to take this occasion to endorse your candidacy.
I would be honored, Mr. Levin.
Well, I'm going to endorse it. Clint Didier, and we want to wish you all the best. Thanks for calling in. Nice surprise.
The website is Didier, yes. The number 4, Congress. Please go on there, because my pledge to America, no new taxes, no increase in existing taxes, anything that grows the size of the federal government, regardless of party, I will vote against, so help me God. We got to shrink this beast.
And how about we disarm some of these domestic agencies? What the hell's going on? We have 73 departments and agencies that have sworn officers. I think we can cut back on that. So that's Didier, D-I-D-I-E-R, 4, and the number 4, Congress. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Good luck to you. Well, that was a nice surprise. Great football player. Many of you know, many of you don't.